Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. I'm excited to welcome to the program Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you? Thanks for stopping by again.
I'm doing good, Neil, except that I had a power outage last night and got real cold, but the power's back on and I'm ready to go again.
So let's go jumping right to the topic area. And our topic again is romantic scamming and catfishing, which you've written a book. So talk about the book real quick, and then we'll go right into the discussion from your article that you had on Medium and also available at RevWynnHendersonMD.com.
This is a great problem. And if you look at the figures of how much money people lose to scammers over the course of a year in the United States, it makes you want to learn everything that you can learn about internet scamming and catfishing. And so today we're going to give you an introductory program to this problem. There are basically two types of scammers that you need to know about. The first is the homegrown scammer, who is a real person and with whom you have an opportunity to meet face to face. Now, this type of scammer can also be catfishing you, but the actual person is real and could possibly meet you. The second type of scammer is the professional international criminal scammer with who you have no opportunity to meet, and the catfishing that he uses is not real. When you are lonely, you set yourself up for being a victim of scammers who promise you a way out of your loneliness, providing you with a relationship. However, scammers just want your money, and what they do to you is terrible for your health. Not only is it terrible for your financial health, but it's also terrible for your emotional health, your mental health, and your physical health. This is what I see to be a significant problem on the internet with respect to internet dating. Hundreds of thousands of victims, I'll call them scammies, are being robbed every day of their savings, retirement accounts, and money that they need to live on by these predator criminals preying on lonely individuals who are looking for a relationship. Now, I define scamming as a fraudulent scheme perpetrated by a dishonest individual or group of individuals in an attempt to obtain money or something else of a value. Scams traditionally resided in confidence tricks in which an individual would misrepresent themselves. Synonyms include swindle, cheat, deceive, trick, dupe, hoodwink, double cross, gull, ripoff, con, fleece, shaft, hose, sting, bilk, diddle, roux, jip, finagle, bamboozle, flimflam, put one over, pull a fast one, sticker, horn swaddle, and stiff. And there's probably others. The estimated annual loss in people's monies from scamming of all types is in billions of dollars. The most common type of romantic scam these days makes use of catfishing. Now, catfishing is defined as pretending to be someone you are not by the use of fraudulent biographical information and/or using fraudulent pictures. Catfish pictures can be stolen from another individual on the internet or can be the result of a private photography shoot. One of the easiest ways to quickly escape the trap is to ask for a picture of your, quote, love interest. One of the easiest ways to quickly escape this trap is to ask for a picture of your love interest and compare it with catfish photographs, which you can obtain with a reverse image search. Some of these criminals are master scammers, also known as bosses, with hundreds or more scams in their experience portfolio. Don't interact with them because they will win and you will lose. Now, if you hear or read this, it's a scam. Bail out, block, and report. Oh, here are some of the scams. if there is a 30 plus or minus year difference between your ages and the person says to you, no worry, age is just a number, or age is timeless when you are with someone special, it's a scam. The scammer makes protestations of love. I love you so much, baby. Very early on in the relationship. Perhaps as early as the third text message, and repeats this protestation often in their messages. A scammer tells you a lie and then continues one after another. You get a scammer on a telephone call and the connection sounds like it's coming from Africa. Calls are often dropped for no reason, and you can often hear other people talking in the background or background barnyard animals. If you hear yourself saying, this is too good to be true, it is. African scammers often drop the I in their correspondence or ignore capitalization rules, like, I don't go to clubs with a little I, or am going to be honest with you, all right? They often finish the sentence with, as you say, or will say, you okay with that, right? They like to say, sure I do, or sure I will, with a little I. If their syntax has a lot of really, or okay for that, or that's really good to hear, or as well, and at the end of the sentences, you are probably talking with an African scammer. They often end a word with an S that shouldn't be there. For example, whiles I am waiting for you. Should be no S on whiles. They often say, do you have an internet messenger by chance? I only use Messenger when I want to chat. It will be much easier if we get to talk on there. Also, since due to security reasons, I can't call you for now. And sometimes they use other kinds of apps to try to talk to you and take you off of a site. Scammers from Africa have poor telephone connections, and they don't want you to hear their real voice. They can, however, physically alter their voice to sound like a man or a woman, and some have electronic voice-changing assistant devices. Scammers will bring up in your conversation on a frequent basis the issue of trust. Why don't you trust me? Or, I would never lie to you, baby. Or, if you don't trust me, baby, we might as well end our relationship now. Remember, all scammers are con men or con women, and their early goal is to gain your confidence and trust. If they are unable to do this, they don't get a payday. Look for the trust issue to be brought up frequently if you're dealing with a scammer. And here's the most important tip. Sooner or later, every scammer will ask you for money or something of value. And Neil, that's my message today. And people can go to my free podcast. It's www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. Spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N. No caps, no spaces. And if they want to go over to my website, it's Rev Wynn Henderson, MD.com. So thanks right. for giving me an opportunity to talk about romantic internet scammers today.
All right, Wynn, appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by. And again, that was Truth, Justice, Love, Service, Freedom from Addiction, and also The Neil Haley Show. Take care, guys.